My name is Sarah, and I just watched video number 2 on investigating bots. So the teacher actually uses a lot of open-ended questions such as what is something you have learned about bots and how are bots used and why or why not do you think this type of bots can bounce? And not only does the teacher uses open-ended questions, but she uses closed-ended questions as well. So for example, there was an activity that the children are supposed to use different textured balls and use paint and just roll over the paper. So their artifact, their artwork will actually turn out to have different type of textures on it. And so the teacher asked this child, is your artwork as smooth as Jaden's or is yours just smooth? So the child only answered a one-word answer and he just answered smooth. So it doesn't allow the child to have a variety of answers to a closed-ended question. So apart from the questions, the teacher uses mind maps to brainstorm with the children on the different aspects of bots, such as the size, the shape, what is it made of, and what sport uses bots. And the teacher also allows the children to use process skills such as predicting, observing, comparing, and recording. For example, the children created artworks with different textured balls, like I mentioned just now. And so the teacher will ask them questions that lets the children compare their artworks with their peers to see the similarities and differences. So there's this child, a girl, and then her artwork turned out to have a smooth textured finish to it, while opposite her friend, this boy did not have a smooth finish. So the teacher actually allows her to compare, like, oh, what's the difference and what is the similarity between the both artworks that you have, and to show also the environment that the children were in was actually spacious enough for them to conduct simple investigations to find out which balls rose the fastest. And this was done also, this could be done also because that there were sufficient materials for the children to utilize, such as the different shapes and different sizes of balls. So to show the children's understanding, like I mentioned, they did artworks using different balls of different textures, and also they created structures that allows balls to roll down so that they can observe which rolls the fastest. And they also created a bowling alley, and they figured out which material would work best as a bowling pin and which type of ball would work best as a bowling ball. And so through this video, I have learned that a topic as simple as balls can be used to expand the children's learning in so many ways, and it can be used for as long as 3 months. And throughout the 3 months, the children will learn more than what you actually expect out of them. And it's really nice to see the children gaining more knowledge on balls so that when they grow up, they will not only think of balls as to throw, to play, or to just catch, but more of thinking of it as about how high can this ball bounce and what texture this ball is made of. And so to end off, one question I have is it good for centers and or kindergartens to just have inquiry-based learning throughout their curriculum?